You know, Snapchat's big feature, the vanishing text. This morning, there is its vanishing stock price. I'm David Brancaccio, the CEO of Snap, the parent of the vanishing message service Snapchat, warned sales and profits will miss estimates. Investors don't like that a bit, and Snap stock is down 30% in pre-market trading now. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, what Snap is saying, David, is that it will miss the low end of its earnings forecast for the current quarter, a forecast it made just a month ago. The company says its previous expectation of 20 to 25% sales growth is just not going to happen. Snap still expects to grow this quarter, but at a less than 20% pace.
Now, Meta, Facebook in disguise, and Alphabet, that is to say Google, also had slower growth last quarter, right? They blamed changes Apple made to protect user privacy and less spending by advertisers. What are the Snap people saying?
Yeah, a lot of the same things. Snap has been trying to work around Apple's privacy changes, but that's an issue. Snap's chief executive in a memo to employees is reportedly also blaming the usual suspects we've been hearing a lot lately. Rising inflation and interest rates, supply chain problems, labor costs, the uncertainty and disruptions brought on by the Ukraine war. All of these things are causing advertisers to pull back their online spending, and it looks like that may be accelerating, and that possibility is sending investors fleeing tech stocks. I'll point out that the World Economic Forum is happening right now in Davos, Switzerland, David, and the president of the NASDAQ exchange, Adina Friedman, said there yesterday that all of the uncertainty over where the U.S. economy is headed is creating an environment where selling stocks right now is much easier decision, as she put it, than buying stocks.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you. President Biden says when he gets back from his Asia trip, he'll sit down with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to work out the future of U.S.-China tariffs. Now, one way to fight surging prices might be to lower the duty on many Chinese imports, tariffs put in place to punish China for what Washington sees as unfair trade practices. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Former President Trump's tariffs were meant to pressure China into negotiating solutions to some big problems, like accusations that China stole intellectual property from U.S. companies. But Jennifer Hillman, a former U.S. trade negotiator now at Georgetown Law Center, says the tariffs didn't work as advertised.
They're not serving as that leverage point over the issues that were intended to be negotiated with China. They are simply a tax at this point on the American consumer and on the American economy.
Hillman says if the Trump tariffs were lowered, inflation would go down a bit, but it would take months. That's because she says most of the tariffs are on raw materials, not finished products consumers buy directly. Some economists want the Biden administration to ease quotas on steel from our allies or relax duties on lumber from Canada. They say that would push down inflation for home builders and for construction projects that are part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been about 9 years since Mexico began opening its oil and gas sector to foreign investment, but Mexico's current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is now briskly reversing that process. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports this could hinder U.S. efforts to compensate for the effect on energy markets of Russia's war in Ukraine.
The Mexican state oil company Pemex is no stranger to Houston. It co-owned a refinery in Deer Park with Shell starting in 1993. But last year, Pemex made a deal to buy out Shell and take full control. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, celebrated the sale's completion in January.
Ya ayer se pagó.
Yesterday, the deal was closed so that Mexico, the people of Mexico, could become the owner of the Deer Park refinery. As of yesterday, that refinery belongs to the Mexican nation.
López Obrador is looking to undo years of reforms that opened Mexico's oil and gas sector to foreign investment. Mariana Campero of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says his plans are a stark contrast to the free market policies enshrined in a 2013 constitutional amendment.
He actually wants to roll back the reforms and go to an era in which the state controls the whole sector.
That rollback means Mexico can't drill for as much oil. Tony Payan, who heads the Center for United States and Mexico Studies at Rice University's Baker Institute, says companies that invested in Mexico over the past decade are rethinking their plans.
Mexico is certainly not going to have the capital, and it's not going to attract the capital to increase the production in oil.
Right now, Mexico produces about 1.7 million barrels of oil a day. But Mariana Campero says Mexico could have produced more than a million additional barrels a day if the 2013 energy reforms had been fully implemented.
I think that amount, when we take into consideration what the world is going through right now with the war of Russia and Ukraine, I think that oil could have come in very handy.
But Mexico doesn't have the capacity to process all of its own crude oil, which is one of the reasons Mexico bought out the Deer Park refinery. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for Marketplace.
And Amazon built warehouses like crazy to deal with the COVID surge and online ordering. Now there's extra space after Amazon reported its first quarterly loss in 7 years. Now the AP's reporting Amazon is looking for anyone to sublease about 10 million square feet of extra storage space it has. What's that mean? Well, the very biggest of Amazon warehouses can run a million square feet, so therefore, about 10 of those, and in more human terms, I don't know, bigger than a bread box. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.